Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME. I'm Pauline, P-A-U-L-I-N-E, Press, P-R-E-S-S. As you know, I previously evaluated Ms. Press as described in the reports cited above. Apparently, she is now a 60-year-old woman who can report she was injured at work on 9-6-13. Apparently, at that time, she was walking downstairs and slipped on a pen and almost fell down the stairs. Apparently, while doing so, she twisted her right knee, ankle, and hip. Apparently, she did not go to the emergency room afterwards. Period. Further evaluation led to a diagnosis of a torn meniscus in her knee. But this was repaired first in June 2014 and then in June 2018. Apparently, she is no longer receiving any active treatment. Apparently, she states that earlier this year, she returned to her surgeon and participated in additional therapy. Apparently, he offered her another surgery that she declined. Apparently, she also relates that on her own, she went to an urgent care center for her ankle until there was a, quote, tear on the right lateral ankle, period, end quote. She does not recall undergoing an MRI at that time, period, new paragraph. As per the records supplied, Ms. Press received an order approving settlement on 6/30/21. She then reopened her case on 3/9/23. Period. The new medical records that were provided include progress notes of Dr. Gecha, G-E-C-H-A, beginning 10/5/22. Appeared I was previously in receipt of his notes through /2/21/19. Period. He summarized that she had a first-time right knee injury on 9/6/13 that failed with conservative management. Period on 7/3/18, she had arthroscopy with extensive therapy postoperatively. Period on 2/1/19, she was discharged at maximum medical improvement but was still symptomatic. Period, her sense of occasional catching and pain in the knee has become progressively worse over the last 8 to 9 months. Period. Eden performed x-rays of the knee that showed mild arthritic changes in the patellofemoral joint. These were also present and similar in the other knee. The joint spaces between the tibial femoral joint of both knees are well maintained. There was some mild progression of arthritis. Apparently, she did not see that as a major issue for her. But at this point, regarding the right knee, she had undergone meniscal repair and had patellofemoral type pain with some tendonitis. Period. He opined her symptoms persisted since the original injury and were related to it. Period. He concluded she was not at maximum medical improvement. Period. Dr. Getcha then began treating her, and she felt strong with physical therapy. Period. Until follow-up on 1/12/23, the plan was to check the knee with a repeat MRI, period. She did have a right knee MRI on 2/10/23 to be inserted here, period. On 2/13/23, she had another MRI to be inserted here. record. She followed up with Dr. Getcha through 5/11/23 period. The plan at that juncture was for her to continue home stretching on her own. Pretty cleared her to continue working in a full duty capacity. Period. Unrelated to the knee injury, she was seen by pain specialist Dr. Josephson on 11/17/22. But this was in reference to myofascial pain involving the left upper extremity. Period. Physical exam. Extremities lower. Inspection revealed healed surgical scarring about the right knee and insert what it was before. Motion of the opposite left knee was full with mild crepitus but no tenderness, period. Motion of the right knee as well as both hips and ankles was full in all planes without crepitus or tenderness, period. Minor muscle testing was 5/-5 for resisted right extensor hallucis longus strength but was otherwise 5/5. Bridge was tender to palpation at the right posterior lateral ankle. Bridge was also tender at the lateral joint line of the right knee, comma suprapatella area, comma and prepatella region of the right knee, but there was none on the left. Knee maneuvers normal, feet and ankles normal, lumbar sacral. She was able to walk on her heels or toes and toes, but complained of right ankle discomfort while doing so. Apparently, she changed positions fluidly, was able to squat by shifting her weight to the left. Period. Impressions. Insert what is marked from my 2019 report. To be inserted here. Period. Since evaluated here, Ms. Press, parentheses, Jones, J-O-N-E-S, close parentheses, received an order approving settlement and then reopened her claim. Period. She returned to Dr. Getcha. Period. She participated in physical therapy with improvement. Period. She had MRIs of the right knee on both 2/10/23 and 2/13/23. Period as of 5/11/23, Dr. Getcha cleared her to continue working full duty and discharged her from active treatment. Period. New paragraph, the current evaluation. Found she ambulated with a physiologic gait with no antalgia or assistive devices. Period. She had full range of motion of the right knee without crepitus or tenderness. Period. Provocative maneuvers about the right knee and ankle were negative. Period. However, there was some tenderness to palpation in these regions. Period. New paragraph. My opinions relative to permanency will be the same as those I've marked on the latest report. I'm sorry, on the 2019 report. And that's the end.